Hi, this is Angelique Kidjo, and you're listening to People Powered Radio, KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and worldwide on the web at www.kpfk.org. Peace and love.
The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss. Everyone's saying there's more than this. Everyone wants to follow their own bliss. Talking about one love, one blood, we sing.
On the Expansion Zone, we examine life and our quest to understand who and what we are and of the vastness of human potentials. We explore the making of our world from quantum physics to parapsychology, health, sociology, and philosophy, along with practical living. You are reminded of the possibilities in creating personal change. So for an hour, we'll stimulate and expand the mind. Well, welcome once again to the Expansion Zone. I am your host, Sonia Barrett, and I am delighted to have you here on this Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in to 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And of course, we're streaming live at kpfk.org. Always happy to be here on a Monday, the start of the week. And wishing that I continue to be part of a warming feeling, at least for Monday, for kicking off the journey of Mondays. I do want to say thank you to Donna DeLore for the intro music, Be the Change. That piece of music just means so much to me. And she was gracious enough to allow me to use the music. So thank you so much, Donna DeLore. So today we have our guest, Chris Shelton, who was on the show not very long ago. And his work is so amazing, so fantastic. It is absolutely where we're going at this time, what we need, although it is yet such ancient wisdom that he is sharing. So Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain, and of course, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong, which we're going to talk about quite a bit today. So yes, our guest today is Chris Shelton. And brief bio is, of course, Chris Shelton is a renowned healer, martial arts champion, and expert in Qigong, Tai Chi, and Chinese medicine. After transforming his life from a debilitating back injury and overcoming a troubled youth, including drug addiction and two heart attacks, by the age of 19, Chris dedicated himself to helping others heal from trauma and chronic pain. And so for over 30 years, he has applied ancient healing arts to help countless individuals, including Special Olympics teams, professional athletes, and celebrities. So we are going to be chatting more about his background, but also on the wonderful art of Qigong and Chinese medicine. And just so many tools and tips for how we can manage ourselves, our bodies in this time that we are in, where it is so needed, so, so needed with the environment and the conditions that we are dealing with as a result of the fire. So we could go on and on, but I, you know, because Chris's background is quite extensive, but I really want to bring him in. I want to say welcome back to the show, Chris Shelton. Thanks for joining me.
Hey there, Dr. Sonia. Thank you so much once again for having me back on the show, because listening to you, you help to expand my mind. So
I know
you're expanding the minds of so many others.
Oh, my goodness. And my own mind at the same time when I'm talking to guests like you. It's definitely opening my mind to so many new concepts and ideas and ways to manage my own life and, you know, my family. You know how that is when family will listen. So that's always interesting.
Kind of like herding cats.
Oh, my goodness. So let's talk Qigong. I'm going to just dive right into talking a bit about Qigong because for so many people, they do know about Tai Chi, but not as familiar with Qigong. And we need Qigong more than ever right now. Can we talk about that and give people ideas to exactly what this is?
Yeah. So Qigong is a 5,000-year-old practice, at least 5,000 years old. And there's different styles of Qigong. But when we break down the word Qigong, there's two words, obviously Qi, and they spell it, in this case here, Q-Y instead of C-H-I, though you could spell it C-H-I. So Qi, what is Qi? Qi is the life force energy that emanates through all things seen and unseen. It's the consciousness, it's it's the ability to for life to flourish. If the Qi is flowing properly, life flourishes. If the Qi gets blocked, or there's a deficiency or stagnation, or just exhausts itself, it changes form. So the Qi itself cannot, as we know, cannot ever go away. It changes form, but it cannot go away. But so Qi is this life force energy. And if people have a hard time understanding what Qi is inside the body, just think of it in terms of your blood and fluids. We actually have a saying that the blood contains the Qi and the Qi moves the blood around the body. Now, Gong, so Qigong, so Gong is the skill or the art in which to harness this life force energy, and in this context, to be able to benefit our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Because a lot of people don't realize that our internal organs are affected by our environment, external environment, also it goes internally, and all these organs are all interconnected. They all have to work together. And then, so what happens is that these when these organs get obstructed by poor diet, not enough sleep, and in particular, emotional trauma, this will affect the proper functioning of the organs, which will show up as so many different types of clinical conditions. So Qigong ultimately is the art of being able to cultivate this life force energy to be able to really live the best life ever. And if you ever heard of the word Gong, like Gong Fu means skill with a fist. So this is skill with harnessing the energy in your body, but also too in your environment as well too.
Yes, that's a very clear explanation, and I think that the idea of qi is definitely something that I think we needed to clarify, because it is life force, and most people just completely they're not really aware of it. They're aware of the fact that they breathe, and then there is oxygen coming into the nostrils, through the lungs, and so on. But to understand how that life force settles into and flows through all these organs. And also, you know, Chris, the thing is, too, is that we live in such a state of fragmentation that when you mention the organs, how they're all connected, that's really something that people should really take stock of. Because they do have a domino effect on each other, you know, the kidneys and obviously the liver and the, you know, the spleen, they're bouncing off, everything's bouncing off the other.
Yeah. And, you know, the ancient developed ones or the ancient sages used to say, just like a fish is unaware of the vast ocean for which it swims in, we as humans are unaware of the vast energy for which we swim in throughout the multi-universe. And so, yeah, these organs, yeah, there's fragment and thinking because we may feel our lungs, or we may feel our heart, especially if we're having heart palpitations or angina or something, or stomach upset, but we don't really focus on these other organs. And it's the proper harmony of all these organs that helps to make the whole organism function properly. And really, when it's functioning properly, you really age appropriately as well too. So it's not just about our physical and emotional health in the present moment, it's about the long term of how we age. So if we want to slow the aging process, taking care of these internal organs and their associated systems really aids that ability to live the minimum of what they say, 120 years, you know, is a minimum. And when you transition to that next phase that you pass on, and or when you pass on, it's a graceful transition and not suffering until the day you die. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of times in our society, we get so much that's instilled in our thought processes that, no, we age and then we now have limitations because of that age. And then we start to having health problems. And as you and I both have talked about, you know, privately and also on the show, is that, you know, no, it's a mindset. And if you really understand how our bodies function and how we are all, just like all these organs are interconnected, how we as humans are all interconnected, and we are all interconnected with nature and our environment. If we understand that, then guess what? You know, no, we get to age gracefully and still enjoy the things that we have always loved to enjoy.
Right. And also glad that you mentioned the idea of longevity, because we do live under a model that getting older and exiting the planet requires severe illness or sickness or dying based on, you know, something wrong with the body, when that is not always the case. And I have, that's less normal, right? I remember in the 60s, when I lived in Jamaica, but going to the country with my aunt, and my grandfather had passed. He was 105, but he just slept away. He didn't have anything going on with him. He got tired. When you have started a whole new family in your 60s, that will do that. He just got tired.
Enough, man. Let me sleep.
He remarried. His first wife died. He remarried and started a whole new family. So, yeah, but then he worked the land all the time. See, he worked the land, lived off the land. And we've seen that in cultures. You know, Chris, these ancient cultures where people, they slept away. And I think that's something we need to keep in mind. Yes. Yeah. And Chris, can we talk a little bit about the fact that we're talking colors, color, light, and sound, that Qigong or these arts are connected with various colors and various sounds.
Correct. So when we talk about the five major organs of the body, so that is the liver, the heart, the spleen, the lungs, and the kidneys, they all house, they're all associated with another internal organ of the body, but also too, there's a certain color that's associated with them, as well as a certain sound vibration that's associated with them as well too, or a certain frequency. And so when we look at cleansing these internal organs, what's really amazing, if we don't even talk about Qigong in and of itself, we just look at Chinese nutrition, the colors of the various foods also will benefit these internal organs. So for example, foods that are green in nature benefit the liver and the gallbladder. So the color green benefits the liver and the gallbladder. Foods that are red in nature tend to benefit the heart and the pericardium and the small intestine. Foods that are yellow or orange in nature will benefit your stomach, spleen, and your pancreas. Then we have the color white, or the color gray, which is associated with the lungs, the large intestine. And then we have the kidneys, which foods that are black or blue will help to benefit the kidney in the urinary bladder system. And so when we see these different colors of foods, you know, we also can apply those different colors when it comes to visualizing cleansing these internal organs of the body. And then there are certain sound vibrations. So, for example, the heart healing sound is ha, like laughing. So we can imagine a red cloud or a pink cloud or filling up into the heart center as we inhale. And then as we exhale, making the ha sound and focusing on emotions that affect the heart. Because there's not a lot of talk and or actually tools for mental health. And the difference with these Qigong practices is that, you know, you're tapping on something here that's really important is there are certain color vibrations that associate with these different organs. We can imagine those colors, but also we could wear those colors. We could put those colors in our environment, especially if we know that there's a deficiency. We could add in these healing sounds for the five various organs of the body. We could add in the five healing movements for the internal organs of the body. And this is what helps to bring in that harmony. And the other thing that's interesting too is that when we talk about the five sounds, the five colors of foods, and we have the five flavors of foods, then we have the five seasons for which these internal organs correspond with, you know, you really have a whole complete holistic system to be able to really and be able to take advantage of to really ultimately live that ultimate life. And that's what I love about Qigong and Tai Chi and acupuncture and Chinese medicine is that ultimately there's one Qi. And what is that one Qi? That's God, the universe, the Tao, whatever you want to title it. It's that all knowingness. But once it's in the body, that Qi now takes on different expressions. And what I like about the medicine is that based upon the function inside the body, is what that qi now takes form as or shape as. For example, your wei qi is associated with your lungs. And what do the lungs do? Or what does this wei qi do? Well, it's an energetic bubble that surrounds us. And it helps us to build our immune system and ward off the intrusion of external pathogens. And when people say, oh, Chris, you're smoking the funny stuff. There's no bubble around me. No. We've all have experienced this bubble at some time or another. If you've ever been standing in line at a bank somewhere and somebody walks behind you, you don't see them or hear them, but you feel them. That's somebody tapping into that wei qi. If you are sitting in traffic or sitting at a stoplight somewhere and you feel somebody staring at you and you look over to your right and from four car lanes over, you see somebody staring at you. Guess what? That's somebody tapping into that wei qi. And so, you know, it's really quite amazing that how our body functions. And so when we have emotional trauma that happens past and or in the current moment, guess what? That starts to inhibit the functions of these different energies of the body, inhibits the functions of these internal organs, which starts to show up as disease. So just going back, for example, to the lungs, if you are suffering from sadness, grief, loss, shame, or guilt, guess what? That will weaken your lung qi and weaken your body's immune response to be able to fight off pathogens. And you may even notice also, because the lungs is one of the organs responsible for building blood, you may notice also, I don't want to talk to anybody. You know, I've become inert. I want to stay in bed. I don't have energy because now my blood is weak. So this is how these emotions now affect these functioning aspects of the body. And besides the wei qi, you know, the lungs control like the opening and closing of the pores, also control the space between the skin and the muscles. So when we look like conditions like edema, you know, water retention and those types of conditions, we say, okay, well, is there something going on with the heart or kidneys? We have to look at that. But also too, if there's not, well, let's take a look at what's going on with the lungs and what's going on with the emotional state of the person that's now suffering from that condition.
Oh wow! Yeah, I'm glad we opened up that door, because these are things that really just they go by the wayside, not because people intentionally want them to go by the wayside, but they have no idea what their composition is. And when we talk about, oh, we are made of nature, you know, we say these things in a very frivolous manner, but we literally are nature itself, walking around, you know, two legs.
Right. Yeah, we are an expression of God. I mean, we're, you know, saying that God's creatures is definitely the truth. It's definitely the truth. The difference, the thing though, is that we interfere with that divineness, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. And that's where these practices of Qigong come in, because it gives you the tools to be able to process these different emotions. And also too, like in my new book, you know, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong, you know, I have a 5-element questionnaire quiz inside the book, which will tell us, okay, well, what's your primary element typology, meaning what organ governs you, and then what organ is your weakest? And the importance of this 5-element questionnaire, besides telling your personality, what it does is it tells us, okay, what are your strengths? And when you deviate from those strengths, how it could actually show up and manifest as disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing this all day long. I want to talk a little bit about the Qi Club, because everything you're talking about, to really get a sense of what that looks like, you know, what that means for somebody to practice Qigong. Can you share some information on that as well?
Yeah, so we started the Qi Club during the pandemic. My friend who passed away, unfortunately, Eric the Trainer, Hollywood physique expert, you know, when the lockdowns happened and such, we were already teaching classes online. So we already were set up for this. But what happened was that Eric was starting to do these sleep ninja workouts, like six, you know, at least 6 days a week, once or twice a day. And he made it fun because, you know, he'd have puppets on there. He was a real character, that guy, Eric. You know, he'd have puppets on there and he'd get all these celebrities on there. So as he's having you do crunches, push-ups or leg ups or whatever, he'd have like Phil Collins from Def Leppard on there. Hey, Phil, what are you up to? So he'd get these celebrities and stuff on there. Anyways, he started doing these 7-day challenges. First, he had the 7-day pillow challenge where you had to be in bed by 7 p.m. He had the 7-day food curfew challenge where you had to stop eating by 6 p.m. And then he had the 7-day Qi challenge, and where all of his participants from around the world had to participate. And it was such a hit. And during that time, because also too, practicing Chinese medicine, I was treating patients with COVID, and also because of our government contracts, we actually got to see the real numbers of the spousal abuse increase, the child abuse increase, the suicides and suicidal ideologies, and the increase of that, and the increase of relapse of alcoholism and drug abuse. And so this was a time of darkness and fear for a lot of people, the unknown, you know, this weird darkness that seemed to overcome the world, and nobody had any answers but to be locked up indoors. Anyways, I continued after that 7-day Qi challenge, started teaching the Qi Club. I was teaching Monday through Thursday. And, you know, when things finally started to open up again, you know, that, you know, I cut it back to, you know, a couple of days a week, and you don't really see the benefit of what you give to other people until, you know, somebody says something. And when we transitioned into the Qi Club itself, you know, we started getting donation checks from around the world, emails and letters thanking me for how much, or thanking us for how much it helped them psychologically during this time. And so what happened there was we continued it with the Qi Club, and then, you know, we teach classes on Tuesday. It starts at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we just added a couple more classes on Wednesday nights and Thursday afternoons. So Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. And also, if you're in the Los Angeles area, you could come into our studio off of East Olive here in downtown Burbank and join us live, or you could join us on Zoom. So anyways, what is the Qi Club? The Qi Club are live Qigong classes on Zoom. We have people from around the world that participate. And the nice thing is that you have access to the recordings. So even if you can't meet us live, you have access to the recordings for a week. But it gives people an opportunity to experience these ancient practices to be able to benefit their mental, emotional well-being, which then helps their health. And so when people say, well, Chris, should I do Tai Chi or Qigong? I said, well, if you want something more physical, practice Tai Chi. If you want to help your health and your mental, emotional health immediately, you practice Qigong. Why? Because Qigong is so simple to do. And so that's what I love about the Qi Club, is that we have these like-minded people. We have like-minded people from around the world. And what I love the most is that it does not discriminate at all against race, gender, whatever you identify with, you know, religious or spiritual background. You know, it does not discriminate. You could be somebody in a wheelchair and you can still practice these practices. So that's what the Qi Club is that we meet weekly on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays for these live Zoom classes. and where I teach these practices. And my Wednesday night class, by the way, it's an hour class, and I go back through my book here, and each chapter, I'm covering each chapter, and I'm describing the practices as to what's important behind, or what you're trying to do medicinally from doing the practice, not just to do the practice because it feels good. I mean, relaxation and feeling calm is a byproduct. What we're really after is the harmonization of your internal organism and your mind.
That's, yeah, that sounds very exciting. I'm sure for anybody who's listening and maybe they haven't been, you know, doing much, maybe been on the couch, like you said, you know, so yes, to hear of tools that you can use that anybody can do is definitely encouraging, which is, you know, why I wanted to cover this. And we talked about it a little bit the last time. But what I'd like to do right now, I just want to take a moment to just say, you know, welcome everybody once again to the fun drive. We are in the fun drive at this time. And what I would love to say is that for a pledge of $100, we have for you 1 week of Qigong in the Qi Club that you've heard about, and that's going to be online. If you choose to be online, you can do that, or be there in person, and also a hard copy of Chris's book, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. And of course, you can make that your pledge by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. We would love to aim for $2,000 this hour. You know, that might sound like quite a bit, but as you know, KPFK has undergone a tremendous amount of changes and staying the course, despite all the things that they've, you know, the station has gone through. So this is always really about you being able to support the station so that we can continue to bring shows like this and all the other shows that you so truly love. So again, for a pledge of $100, you can have this 1 week of Qigong, and also the book, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being, and also Well-Being with Qigong. And also, we welcome any donations that you would like to make, $10, $20, whatever might be comfortable for you. We welcome all of that. So 818-985-5735. And so right now we're going to take a quick station break. And when we return, we will continue our conversation with Chris Shelton. Be right back.
KPFK's future depends on listener support in all shapes and sizes. One of the many ways that you can make a long-term impact is by donating land or business properties that you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating real estate to secure KPFK's future. More information is at kpfk.org.
And we are back. We're, of course, coming to you from KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California and streaming live at kpfk.org. You are listening to The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. That is me, of course, and our guest, Chris Shelton, author of Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain, and his book, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. Chris, did we talk a little bit? No, I'm not sure. You did share quite a bit about from the nature standpoint. But in terms of the questionnaire and in terms of the five elements, Can you share a little bit of that with people? Again, you know, it's sort of bringing us back to the fact that, you know, yeah, we come from the ground, we come from nature, and just reviving that realization.
You know, just really quickly though, this, you know, the offer that for the donation, you know, again, you get the book. It's a softcover book. It's a beautiful book, and it's really going to help a lot of people, as well as get access to the Qi Club for 1 week. And even if you're somebody that says, okay, well, maybe this doesn't apply to me, maybe you could gift this donation, you donate and then gift this to somebody else. Because especially right now, here in Los Angeles, the devastation from the fires, the emotional, the mental emotional fallout of that is, we're just starting to see the beginning of that. And that's where these tools come in. So if you could donate this also, the book or something, give it to somebody who has lost their home, children that have lost their schools, the people of Altadena, you know, this is something great. This is what we need to be able to help us pull through and align with each other to be able to have the strength and support one another during this time of suffering. So when we look at the five elements, the five elements relates to the heart, which is the fire element. The wood element relates to the liver and gallbladder. The metal element relates to the lungs and the large intestine, spleen. The earth element relates to the spleen and stomach. And the water element relates to the kidneys and the bladder. So each of us is a certain element typology. And when we deviate, so for example, I'm a wood type, for example, which means my liver and gallbladder is what governs me. So my positive strengths is that I'm very creative. You know, I have a background in earth. I have a background in earth. Yes, I have a background in earth.
You're an earth professional.
Yes, I eat a lot of earthworms, hang around with a lot of earthly beings.
Oh, protein.
So I should be creative, and also I should be doing things which I do, like run a business, and you know, and like you said in the very beginning, I do like martial arts and boxing and stuff, and so that's part of the wood element. A wood person, wood typology should be police officer, civil servant, should be somebody that runs their own business or whatnot. And when the key is, again, if you deviate from that typology, then that starts to indicate disease. You know, a fire type, which relates to the heart. So the fire is the emotions of abandonment, loneliness, lack of joy. Well, the fire type, which relates back to the heart, if there's a deviation, the person will become manic. Their positive virtues is that they should lead with their heart and love. And they should be really the light of the party, laughing and getting other people to laugh. If their flame goes out, then that will indicate disease. So if they are not the life of the party, if they're keeping quiet, not speaking up, this will start to indicate disease. So we'll show up with issues with their blood vessels and the heart, et cetera. So each of these organs, and I talk about this inside my book here, we go into depth of each of these organs and how they're related to different elements and how we're related to a certain element typology. True, we could be a combination typology, like I'm actually a wood earth typology. And the important thing of this is being able to understand that it's a deviation from the typology and being able to pull yourself back. If you recognize, like, oh, I am deviating, like I should, like we have a whole list. There's QR codes inside the book, for example, of a whole list of these are what your virtues are as these typologies. These are signs of when you're out of balance, you know, so the wood, going back to the wood type, you know, the negative emotion of the liver is anger, rage, resentment, old anger. So the wood person should be mindful of not exploding, you know, having road rage, and but using that anger in a creative way, because that anger is actually a good emotion, you know, especially if it gets you to fight for the underdog, to create positive change in the world, to do something creative in the world. That's what that anger is meant for, you know. But when we suppress it, don't express it appropriately, or even worse, we detach ourselves from feeling anger, oh boy, that starts to create all kinds of diseases. So yeah, so, you know, like I said, so the anger is what attacks the liver, gallbladder. Over excitation, mania, abandonment, loneliness is what attacks the heart. Grief and sadness and loss, like I talked about earlier, is what will attack the lungs. Worry, over intellectualizing, thinking too much will attack the spleen and the stomach. So like an earth type, for example, which relates back to the spleen, you know, an earth type, they tend to, now anybody could worry and get stuck in their head, but earth people tend to worry even more. And so what will they do? They will brood on things. They become stubborn because think of earth as a dam. So if they think that somebody's trying to push them, they'll have resistance, you know, and instead of, you know, allowing things to just flow. And so if they worry or over intellectualize things too much, they could develop anxiety disorders. They can develop blood disorders, eating disorders, being overweight, you know. And then we have the kidneys, which relates back to the water element. So water types are the visionaries, are the have a lot of wisdom, and the kidneys control so much, you know, like your hair, your ears, your bones, your marrow, your brain, your reproductive system. I mean, the kidneys control so much. So a water type should have, you know, be able to express that wisdom and be able to want to gain the knowledge and then share the knowledge with other people. If they're deviating from that and they live in fear, because the negative emotion that attacks the kidneys is fear and shock, then now if they're living in fear, now they deviate from their typology, where they should be one of those as that visionary to help to lead the people.
Yes, and of course, yes, that's very interesting, because when you look at, you know, people that have certain diseases, specifically kidney issues, kidney problems, or liver, and you listen to what you're saying, it would make you stop and reassess, you know, the course of your life and what your thought process have been, right? How you've been living, how you've been processing your emotions or not processing your emotions. So I think to be able to have that sort of rounded understanding, it sounds like it could be just really so simple, right? I mean, it's like, yeah, your body is having to repair and heal, which might take some time, but to have the knowledge is a plus, right? In supporting the body to get back on track in a much more rapid manner, as opposed to not knowing.
Yeah. And just going back to the old story, my old story is that when I got introduced to Qigong after the heart attacks, the other things too is that I had severe digestive problems. I lived on all kinds of medications. I had severe seasonal allergies. I had sinusitis. I lived on antibiotics, these medications. Like if I ate an avocado or a salad, I'd be in a fetal position or vomiting a few hours later, you know, any kind of animal fat. So my digestion was off, and I had all kinds of tests, upper GI, lower GI, ultrasound, you name it, had it done. Thank God they didn't take out my gallbladder back then. But then in hindsight, so I lived on all these medications, and this is what sold me on Qigong was and Chinese medicine, was that after my back injury, when doctors were saying, Chris, if you move the wrong way and you don't have surgery, you might not walk again, I started doing these Qigong classes, and this was over 30 years ago. And after about 6 months of doing these classes, it was all of a sudden the realization, like, wow, when did my digestive issues go away? What, I couldn't give you a pinpoint date, but it was this realization, like, wow, you know, I could eat an avocado now without being ill or being bloated and distended. And so I thought, man, if a simple, specific movement and or guided meditation or healing sound could do this to me, there must be something to the medicine. So that's when I started going to school for classical Chinese medicine. And during that process, I recognized, because in Chinese medicine, the leading cause of death is negative emotions. And I recognized that I had all those stomach digestive issues because I lived in a violent home. A lot of neglect, a lot of fighting, yelling. You just never knew sometimes what you're going to come home to. Or if you did something the wrong way, you know, for example, this, you know, my mom was abusive and neglective too, just like the father. I mean, there's different levels of abuse. I'm not going to say you got beat up all the time, but there's a lot of neglect and such. And anyways, I remember leaving Kmart one day. I was about, 5 or 6 years old. And the cars back in the day, you know, the doors are really heavy, you know, and she shuts the door and I accidentally hit the door handle and the door opens up. Well, I knew if I told her the door opened up, I'd get beat in that, you know, Kmart parking lot, right? So we started to drive away. And I'm a little, I don't know how much I weighed, like 50 pounds or whatever, holding on to this door, right? She goes whipping around a corner about 40 miles an hour, and both I go flying out. Well, guess what? My younger brother was in a baby seat that wasn't strapped in to the car. Oh, I grab him, so both of us flew out, right? And it took her a minute to realize that we were gone. Anyways, that's the kind of dysfunction that I lived in. You know, that kind of dysfunction. If as a child, you're that afraid to say something to your parent,
yeah,
that have almost killed you and your brother, you know, there's a dysfunction. So anyways, I recognized like, oh, all my digestive issues was because of that. And after practicing Qigong, it was like, boom, gone. All my allergies, gone. Mm-hmm. Now I no longer have seasonal allergies. So whenever I see a patient in clinic, for example, with abdominal distension, you know, or bloating, you know, nausea, those types of things, we have to look at the emotional component. Well, my first question is going to be, how do you deal with anger? It's going to be my first question. How's your childhood? How's your marriage? How's your work life? How much time are you spending on the TV or social media, watching things that are upsetting you, making you angry or frustrated, right? First is acknowledging that. And then where the Qigong comes in, now you give them the tool to say, okay, now I want you, for example, to focus on an event where you had someone or an institution made you angry. I want you to focus on it, feel it like it's just happened. You know, who's involved, what's involved, what was the environment like? And then as you inhale, I'm going to pull a green cloud into the right side of my body where my liver is located. Then as I exhale, for example, I'm going to make the shoo sound. Shoo. And I'm going to visualize that situation leaving like a dark cloud going several feet away from the body and deep into the ground. And I'm going to keep do that over and over again. And it's okay if other thoughts come into my mind. But what I want to do is I want to release whatever that is. And the cool thing is that you could do this in public too, because obviously you're probably not going to be walking around audibly going, shoo.
I already see that in Los Angeles.
No. I'm going to say in certain parts of Los Angeles or San Francisco, you probably get away with it. Say, oh, that's normal. But for most of us, we do it underneath our breath. And so instead of suppressing, which creates inflammatory diseases and chronic pain, and that's what I talk about in my other book that came out this year, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Fix Neck and Back Pain. If you all of a sudden go to pick up a shoe one day off the floor and end up on the ground because your back goes out, there's something emotionally going on. So instead of suppressing, which creates chronic pain and inflammation, you have these tools at your fingertips that you could take with you anywhere, and you could do them to help to alleviate the emotional symptoms, which will help to alleviate any type of chronic symptoms that you have going on inside your body.
Oh, wow. That is an incredible mouthful. So necessary for the mind. So much food here for thought. So much. And I just want to say one more time to our audience that, as I mentioned before, we are in the fun drive and we would love to see more calls coming in. Again, you know, for a pledge of $100, you'll be able to receive 1 week of Qigong in the Qi Club that you've heard Chris Shelton talk about, and a copy of his new book, a hard copy, Chris Shelton's Easy Guide to Emotional Well-Being with Qigong. And you can go ahead and support the station at this time. Show your love by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. And that's for a pledge of $100. Again, because of you, the station is continuing to keep it moving, keep going, no matter what. Since 1959, I believe, since 1959, it's been doing it. It just keeps going, regardless of the things that are going on in our world. And more than ever, we do need this kind of information being shared to provide you with tools and knowledge and empowerment as you go through your daily life and without feeling like you are alone and that there aren't options, because there really are options. Also, the health of our body and our mind comes first and foremost. That comes first in order for us to be able to figure out what our next move is, what things we can do, whether to help ourselves or to help others. And that's what KPFK provides. That's what the station is all about. And we want to thank you for your continued support and for pledging in this hour to the Expansion Zone. Again, it's for a pledge of $100 and 818-985-5735. I want to thank my guest today, Chris Shelton, for being so wonderful and gracious enough to be back on the show to really share all that he has. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And this fundraiser, the drive that you guys are doing, I think is much needed, because this kind of information from other speakers that the station has on the show, not only myself, you know, that kind of information people of the world need, you know, people especially that are seeking, like, what answers are out there. And that's where the station comes in. And so that's why this donation is could be really helpful, and which further helps to spread the word and further help other people. You know, it's like that saying, like the pebble in the pond, you drop the pebble and it's that ripple effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris. And of course, thank you to the listening audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And to our board engineer as well. Be sure to visit theexpansionzone.com for the archive of the show, including this one. And do visit kpfk.org as well. You can make other donations there as well. Any amount is welcome. If you want to find out more about me, you can just visit therealsoniabarrett.com as well. And as always, I remind you to live life to its fullest and question everything. Until next time, see you then.
From the Watts Uprising to the present day, KPFK has been at the heartbeat of the struggle in Los Angeles. This February 2026, we mark a monumental milestone, the centennial of Black History Month. 100 years ago, Carter G. Woodson gave us a week to honor our past. Today, we celebrate a century of reclaiming our narrative. As we celebrate this centennial, we remember that Black history is not a sidebar. It is the foundation of the American story. You're invited to join us throughout February as we honor 100 years of truth-telling. I'm Stanley Clark, and this is KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Hi, Hi, I'm Mimi Kennedy, and I'm here to support the Bradcast and to let you know that KPFK has had Brad on the air for over a decade, and he is on the beat and in the weeds about our elections, improving them, making them transparent, accountable, and effective in bringing the voice of the people to self-government. This is not a given. And Brad is one of the people who knew very early on that some of the changes that were going on in the early 2000s to our election system really imperiled the voice of the people. If you value the Bradcast the way I do, I'm inviting you now to sustain KPFK on a monthly basis. Think of all the things that you pay for, all these apps. KPFK and the Bradcast is one that is sustaining democracy, a republic. If you can keep it, that's what Ben Franklin told a woman who asked what kind of government the Constitutional Convention had given us. Brad is trying to keep it, and we can sustain it. Go to kpfk.org/donate or 818-985-5735, and we can support KPFK, sustain the station monthly, so we can keep bringing the Bradcast to you, to the nation, and to the world.
Joy, yeah, En su tonada que es muy guajira y muy sentida, alegre canto. Hay por el camino del sitio mío un carretero alegre paso. En su tonada que es muy sentida y muy guajira, alegre canto. A descargar la carreta,
guamba.
Me voy al transbordador,
guamba.
A descargar la carreta,
guamba.
Para llegar a la meta,
guamba.
De mi penosa labor.
A caballo vamos pa'l monte,
a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte.
Can you really place a monetary value on a musical experience like listening to John Lee Hooker play the blues? It might be difficult, but I want you to give it a try. You know what your television experience is worth, though sometimes you might not agree when the cable bill comes every month, and if paying anywhere from $5 to $15 a month for your TV streaming experience is indispensable, how about donating a few dollars a month to the station that brings you some of the finest blues, jazz, reggae, world dance, and Latinx music? Not to mention the coverage we bring you on arts and culture. Yes, even our unique music and arts shows need your support to keep us on the air. And when you give, you too keep our fearless journalism going as well. Support independent, fearless radio. Give now at kpfk